Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. In the next 60 minutes, you're going to begin to understand your lab tests, the laboratory tests that you ask your medical doctors to run every 6 months to a year when you do your annual or biannual physical and clinical exam. Those lab tests that you come in to my office, that you take to other holistic practitioners and proudly put them down on our desks and say, my blood tests here are normal and I'm happy about it. Well, I'm happy about it too, except in 60 minutes, we're going to understand really what's underneath that statement and that happiness. And unfortunately, I have to tell you, for the most part, it's innocence and ignorance. And that is the truth. You're not getting the tests you need. They're not generally being explained to you correctly. And for all sorts of great reasons, hidden there under the dusts and notes of true science are the reasons that you have to be a little bit more than skeptical when you're told at the end of your physical or clinical exam that all things are normal. You've got to understand what's happened in medicine, that when holistic health care began to interpret blood tests, they began to exaggerate the claims that the allopaths were making. In other words, what happened over a period of years is because we have in the hospitals managed care not doing the tests correctly, we had a rebound effect in holistic medicine where those doctors then began to misinterpret also on the other end of the pendulum. The truth ends up being in the middle, and that's what we have to get into today. So first we're going to go after your standard hospital test, the one you get at Kaiser, the complete blood test, the chemistry panel, the urine analysis. We're going to start to understand what you're missing there. And then if we have time by the end of the show, we're going to go into how holistic medicine then has reinterpreted these findings, only they've stretched things to the other extreme. So what are we left with? The public is confused because their doctors tell them that their tests and their findings are normal, and they're skeptical, and then they go to the holistic practitioners only to find out that the holistic practitioners find things that also make them skeptical. So we've got a hodgepodge here, and again, it comes down to a basic premise that the real science isn't being understood. So let's take a look at this. When you go to the doctor and you order, or they order for you, the standard physical test, it's called a complete blood test, a CBC or a hematology panel. You'll see that on your printouts when you're given them. You're also going to get chemistry tests, and the chemistry tests will also be called metabolic panels. Now, one of the principles here, and so let's deliver the first principle of the problem. When you look at your blood work, your hematology, where you see CBC and RBC and WBC, one of the problems with this is before the blood is deficient, the soft tissue of the body, the bones, will exhaust themselves. In other words, when we're simply looking at the blood to determine what the problem is, what we're not taking into account is that every time there's a problem in the blood, the body's going to buffer it. So the blood is what you call a buffer system. This is a really important thing to understand about your blood work. That no matter what you see in the blood, the minute it gets deficient, The brain tells some other part of your body to dump its reserve mineral, its reserve chemical, its reserve hormone, whatever it might be. Your brain is telling your reserve systems, your bone and your soft tissue, your muscles, your organs, to dump into the blood whatever deficiency is in the blood. So if you're getting a blood test, that's the last place you're going to find a problem. Our first line of inquiry in the standard allopathic model each year with your physical exam is the blood. And that is the last place you should be looking for a problem. By the time it gets to the blood, you have an emergency medical situation. You have disease processes ensuing. Very important principle. On top of which, the infections, which we often look for in the blood, don't go to the blood. They hide in the cells. We're going to break down the hematology or the complete blood count. And cell by cell, we're going to go into what exactly that means. So first concept for you to sit on before you get too happy or innocently complacent about the blood work that you've gotten each year from your doctor. The first concept is the blood is the last place you're going to find the deficit. Now, yes, we need that. When you have an emergency situation, when you have emergency medical issues, issues that rush you to the hospital, of course it's important to take that blood test. But when you're generally healthy and you're interested and your interest is staying healthy, you're left with a very poor inquiry there. So you sit back and you rest and you feel that you've been taken care of and that your health is going to continue to be radiant when there are so many processes going on outside your blood that we're not testing. And this kind of reflects what, to some extent, Kaiser or your allopathic model will understand, except that there is a financial issue now in the way managed healthcare works where doctors are told to minimize testing. We went from maximal testing in the 80s and 90s to minimal testing in the late 90s and then into the 2000s. So you have to understand that when you go into your doctors now, they're not going to run the tests because they're under their own type of pressure. And that's the purpose of the show here, to teach you so you'll know what tests to ask. So the blood is a buffer. Secondarily, we had a biochemist by the name of Roger Williams. He took his doctorate years ago, 60, 70, 80 years ago, from the University of Austin in Texas. His name was Roger Williams. He wrote a groundbreaking book called Biochemical Individuality. And Biochemical Individuality basically stated that 15% of all the tests that you get to determine your health, 15% of those tests have norms, the normal ranges that you see on the extreme right of all your lab tests. 15% of all the tests you get, the norm for it is different than your norm. Your personal norm, your biochemically individual you, have norm ranges outside the one you're reading to the right of your sheet. And that is 15 to 20% of all tests. Now, the implication of that is massive. Because what it's saying then is that your blood work is really only worth the norm, your norm, which is a norm that you have to take and accumulate over a series of multiple tests over years. Completely flips up the concept of the blood test. The blood test has to be interpreted. Every norm that you get, from hemoglobin to C-reactive protein to the number of neutrophils or white blood cells you're supposed to have, or your ALT or your GGTP tests and for your liver enzymes, any of these tests that you read that are clocked as normal or abnormal need to be interpreted relative to your last, hopefully, decade of tests. When you do your hormonal panels, what those panels say today, meaning you're above normal, you're below normal, you're hypo, you're hyper, have to be interpreted relative to you. Now, this is critical if you're interested in radiant health. If you're interested in staying healthy, you have to understand that before your body begins to degenerate to an illness, to a symptom, it's going to show up in blood work. But only if the blood work has been taken maybe 10 times in 10 years. So the data that you save over a decade becomes critical in determining what's going high or low, rather than just that one snap, that one frame that's not taken into consideration relative to your prior tests leaves you in nowhere land. By the time you have a problem interpreting it that way, you have a disease. And we'll get into really how that functions when we talk about the kidney. So the myth of the blood test, number one, the blood is a buffer system. If you're looking in the blood, it's generally the last place you're going to find an issue, because when the blood is deficient, the body will take from the bone and the soft tissue. Second myth of the blood test, that the norm they're giving you is your norm. And as Williams proved, 15% of all the norms are not your norm, which means to say your blood work is really only worth the number relative to the last 10 years of the numbers. So important in hormonal work. So important when we assay the liver function. So important when we assay kidney function. All right, let's take a look at the CBC. If you've got a CBC, a complete blood count, listen to the show later today or get yours out now and take a look at it. You're going to see something that says hematology. Hematology just means blood, the blood panel, the complete blood count. When you look at it, generally at the top of the page, you're going to see the WBCs, the white blood cells. Again, we have a host of immune system cells produced in the bone marrow, produced in the thymus gland. And those immune system cells are measured in your blood panel. And the first thing generally people look at is the complete blood count. And the first thing under the complete blood count is the white blood cell. The white blood cell, when it's high, you're going to be told you have an infection. And that's reasonable. In every acute infections, again, this is the point. This is the purpose of this show, to give you an insight here. What you pay for with your health insurance every single year, as it relates to these blood tests, are generally for acute situations, whether it's an acute, sudden infection, or whether you have a disease process ensuing. But when you have chronic problems, chronic infections, as we'll see with the WBCs, these sorts of assays are not that effective. So let's take an example here. A WBC, if it's very high, if it's way beyond the range, forget the Roger Williams statement. When you have something that's very high, that's very much outside the norm, 25% higher than the norm, 30%, 50%, 1,000%, there's a problem. And we're glad we have these tests because they'll show there's problems. However, when you have a chronic problem, your WBCs may be just high normal. And high normal passes as normal. And here's the point. If you had the year before and the year before that and the year before that, and your blood test was interpreted relative to the findings over the last number of years, that's the insight you're looking for. But here's a spin on this. Your white blood cell, which is produced in the bone marrow, which is an immune system cell that goes after bacterial infections generally, that's got all sorts of little friends like macrophages and neutrophils, these cellular garbage men that go after nothing.